Hello and welcome. You're listening to Guided Meditation. I'm your guide, Katie Jo Holton. So in this meditation, we're going to play around with some empowerment. And I want to tell you a little backstory about how this meditation came about and how you might be able to apply it, or scenarios that would be relevant for you to apply it. Years ago, I began a body care company, and it sort of arose spontaneously and began to lead itself, meaning that we sort of followed what the community seemed to want from the business rather than projecting our needs onto the community. Now, early on, my business partner and I had done some preliminary development, and we had just released a product in a professional way. And shortly after that, we had been doing a lot of personal work to really try to visualize and hold the success of the products. And to some extent, it worked, but it also taught me a valuable lesson. So what happened is a Whole Foods came to town and was about to open up, and we were given the opportunity to be in the store. In fact, they purchased quite a bit from us right off the get-go, right after we had finalized the product. So it was very exciting. But we discovered a lot of tumultuousness in the year that was following. So we were supposed to come in and demo the product. The product would be moved around each time, or we would have to stand in front of somebody else's similar product to demo our own. On occasion, they had double booked us as somebody else was in there promoting their product. Sometimes we even came in and the product wasn't even on the shelf. And meanwhile, the department kept flipping management, so we were talking to different people every time, sometimes subs from other stores. And when we finally found somebody who was there more permanently and began to try to work a relationship with her, it also was very tumultuous. And she had seen that the product was not moving as fast as they wanted it to. Now, of course, we were frustrated because we also felt that they were not doing a very good job helping us to promote the product. And we had a verbal agreement with the original buyers that didn't match the management anymore. And it just created a lot of confusion from both sides of the party. So after that, that felt like a big blow. It felt kind of like a failure. We realized we learned a lot about marketing. We learned a lot about developing and promoting products. But the main thing that I want to speak into today is I also learned that there is a requirement for your system to be available for success and empowerment. So what was happening is I knew that I was going to be a successful entrepreneur. And why did I know that? Well, I knew that because I had that desire. I saw visions of me being successful in this arena, and I've always had a curiosity here. So that part I knew was to be true. But what I kept experiencing within my business were a lot of like almost successes. So, you know, I get an opportunity and it would fall through, or people would ask us to do something and then they would disappear. Or people would place an order, but then they would change their store. So a lot of this kept happening. And I realized one thing that was happening in my system is I was kind of missing the middle step. So just because I can see where I'm going doesn't mean that I'm supposed to be there right away. What the vision of the future brings for you is a pathway backwards. So instead of reaching all the way to the end goal, sometimes we need to give ourselves space to really just take the first step and find the ladder and begin to climb it. Now, that doesn't mean that as you begin to climb it,
you have to go slowly or it has to be hard. But you do need to be aware of what your system is available for. So in this meditation, you're going to use your ability to pick up and feel someone else's vibration who you admire or see as the vibration you want to be in, and give your system an opportunity to experience what it is like to be in that vibration. And in this way, you are creating space in your system to actually allow yourself to have an experience from that vibration. So take a second and find yourself in a comfortable position. Cross-legged or sitting on a chair with your feet on the floor. And straighten your back, shoulders down. You might tuck your chin in about 45 degrees. Slowly closing your eyes. Receive a breath. And exhale. And begin to call in your thoughts, and call in yourself. Imagine the parts of yourself that are out there scattered. Have little ribbons on that you can call inward to yourself. As you center all of your energies in the middle of your awareness, in the middle of your head. Continuing to breathe. Take 4 breaths to yourself. Now, take a moment to visualize an image of yourself. Imagine yourself the next level of success that you've been dreaming of. Imagine yourself all of your needs, desires, and dreams achieved. Take a moment and just notice what that feels like. It might feel lighter. It might feel peaceful. You might feel centered in yourself. As you notice what that feels like, begin to align your awareness to that feeling. Taking your energy to match the energy of the you that represents your dreams come true. Notice any resistance you might have in your body, feeling like it's not a match. knowing that it certainly is a match, or you would not be called to this dream. If you are noticing any resistance, gently dissolve the barriers that have arisen. Or kindly ask the doors to open. And when the doors are open, choose a color to represent the empowered you that you see but feel disconnected from. When you choose this color, imagine it slowly entering through the top of your head. Gently coming in through your body, filling up your head. Moving down through your throat and towards your heart. If you notice any blocks, just ask that the doors open and allow this color to continue to move through your body. Down through your abdomen, filling your hips and pelvic area. And moving down your legs. Filling your toes and your feet until your whole body is filled up with the color that represents the empowered you. And just breathe into that for 4 breaths. Knowing that you can shake off the hardships that have come your way. Knowing that the barriers are in fact illusion. And you have the power to open the doors. You can make the choice to allow this higher vibration to exist within you. Being gentle on yourself. It might feel strange to have this vibration in your body, but exhilarating as well. Noticing the lightness that you feel. Noticing the potential building in your center. What else do you notice? How does it feel? If resistance comes up, simply notice it without having to attack it, feel shame or guilt. Knowing that it was simply a stage of learning. And that you have the ability to move beyond it. continue breathing. You might find yourself with a slight smile on your face. Knowing that self-doubt and empowerment can exist together within your body without having to be at odds. Can peacefully coexist. Take one more breath, and as you exhale, begin to wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, move your hips just a little bit, and opening your eyes to greet the world, knowing what it feels like to be the you that you thought you only could imagine being. Knowing that your creative ability is infinite. Knowing that the future that you envision is actually made for you. It's calling you. Knowing that you can achieve it without attaching to the need to achieve it. You have the power. You are awesome.